So, what if you want to plant your vegetable garden in a container? Container gardening is actually a very, very effective way to grow your vegetables. And if you have limited space, it's maybe your only option. So let's plant a tomato today, and we'll talk a little bit about the watering needs of a tomato in a container. So first of all, you want to get yourself a container. I chose this fiberglass one because it's a lot more lightweight. And one thing you're always going to want to do is make sure you have a hole in the bottom. There is a started hole here, but it isn't all the way through in case you wanted to use this for some other purpose. So they leave it that way. So you're going to want to make sure that you make a nice hole in it so that water can drain through. It's very, very important to have a pot with a drainage hole if you want to water correctly with a container plant. Okay, so now we've got our hole in the bottom, and we're going to put some soil in. When you're looking at soil, you want to choose a soil that has some nutrients in it and that is, a good soil on the back. You just look at all the things it has. I choose one that's on the upper end of price because I figure it's worth the extra money to get all the nutrients that are in there. So you can go to your local nursery or big box store and find many, many good potting soils there. So we want to fill it up pretty well. Now, before you get too far, here's a nice little trick. One thing that tomatoes need is potassium. So if you take a banana peel and you put it down in the bottom, and you can do this in your regular garden too, if you're not doing containers, and you put a banana peel, by the time that decomposes, the roots of the tomato will just be getting down there, and they'll get a good nutrient of potassium. You can also take eggshells, and as it turns out, tomatoes need a lot of calcium. So to make sure that your tomatoes are not calcium deficient, you can also put an eggshell in there. So here I got a transplant. Now, I chose a determinate variety for the pot. Determinate tomatoes are really good in pots because they are bushier and they don't grow as big. Indeterminate tomatoes grow much more vine-like and get all over the place. So for a container, I would probably choose a determinate. The other reason I chose this is that determinate tomatoes only produce for part of the summer. So you'll get a whole lot of tomatoes, and then the plant will go into decline. And you might think that you've done something wrong with your tomato, and that's why it declined. But it turns out if it's a determinate, that's its natural way. So what I'm doing here today is planting another determinate so that later on in the season, I'll get to have some more of these great tomatoes. This particular variety is a Roma. It's a classic tomato, and it's going to get fruit about that big, and it's really good for cooking. So this kind of pot is actually a biodegradable pot, which is nice. It's a little more environmental. So you don't have to take the plant all the way out of the pot. That's a little easier on the roots. I always take this lip off of these decomposable pots because you don't want it to wick away the water. So we'll just take that part off. Now here's a special trick with the tomatoes. You don't plant it at soil level. You usually plant tomatoes at least 2 inches or maybe more. And what happens is roots actually grow all along the stem, and it ends up being a much healthier plant in the long run. But if you look closely, this tomato actually has two plants in here, and we don't want two plants because that's going to be too much for this little pot to handle. So I'm going to take some scissors, and I'm going to clip away the less vigorous of the tomato plants. Then I'm going to clip away these leaves down here, because remember, we're going to bury it. And clip away all those leaves. Okay, then I'm going to place the tomato down in there, and I'm going to fill it with soil all the way up to this part. That's going to give this much more room for roots to develop along the stem. So let's go ahead and put the rest of the soil in. And one nice thing about using potting soil is you don't have to worry about it if it's clay or sandy. It's already all good. Okay. All right, now it didn't quite come up to the top, so I have some extra compost here that we've made here at Lucy's Garden. So I'm going to just put some of that on top. So we have enough. That was pretty dry, so I'm going to have to really water thoroughly to make sure that this plant has a successful start. Now, one thing that you can do with your container plant is you can also plant in some little companion plants. A companion plant is a plant that goes well with a plant. So it turns out that basil is a plant that's good companion with tomatoes. One thing it does is when it blossoms, it attracts beneficial insects. And also, we know basil goes really well in tomato dishes. Thanks for joining me today in Gardening with Lucy. I hope that you'll be growing something good to eat in your garden today.